With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Project Freedom being put on hold for now. President Trump hitting the pause button on efforts to guide commercial vessels out of the Strait of Hormuz.
The U.S. military launched what it called Project Freedom just Monday. President Trump describing it in humanitarian terms, designed to aid stranded seafarers stuck on the hundreds of ships that have been sitting in the Persian Gulf since the Iran war began. But after 2 days, that's now on hold, with just two merchant ships known to have passed through the U.S. guarded route through the territorial waters of Oman. In a social media post, the president says the pause is intended to see whether an agreement with Tehran on ending the war could be finalized. He told reporters earlier Tuesday,
"Now they're trying to survive and they won't be successful unless they make a deal."
But Trump says U.S. forces will maintain the blockade of Iranian ports. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russia has fired dozens of drones at Ukraine, ignoring a unilateral ceasefire announced by Kiev. Ohio's primary election sets a stage for two marquee matchups come November.
One contest is the U.S. Senate race that will help determine control of the chamber. The other contest is the governor's race, featuring a former presidential candidate and the state's COVID-era health director. Former Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown will try unseating GOP incumbent John Husted. In the governor's race, GOP nominee and biotech billionaire Vivek Ramaswamy will face Democrat Amy Acton.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The U.S. military has launched another strike on a vessel suspected of running drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean. Three men on board were killed. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 287 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 326. This is SRN News. The U.S. military has launched another strike on a vessel suspected of transporting drugs in the eastern Pacific. America's largest Protestant denomination is making plans.
The Southern Baptist Convention is gearing up for its annual conclave in Orlando. The gathering will bring SBC delegates from all over the country to the Orange County Convention Center, June 7th through the 10th. Organizers say there will be as many as 200 separate events and meetings held during the convention. The SBC is in the midst of a slow but persistent decline in membership, though baptisms are on the rise. Michael Harrington reporting.
A wide-ranging Australian inquiry examining anti-Semitism in the country began this week. Testimony from Jews who say escalating hatred has left them fearful and vulnerable. The investigation launched after 15 people were killed when two gunmen opened fire at a Hanukkah celebration on Bondi Beach. That was in December. This is SRN News. The U.S. Postal Service releasing a new series of stamps honoring the Route 66 Centennial.
The offering includes 8 stamps, one each for the states traversed by the Mother Road. The special collection was curated from images captured by photographer David J. Schwartz. He's traveled the Chicago to Los Angeles route dozens of times over 2 decades. He hopes his work can help keep Route 66 alive by inspiring others to explore the highway and support local businesses along the journey. Keith Peters reporting.
A federal civil rights agency has filed a discrimination suit against the New York Times, claiming that the news organization passed over a white male employee for a promotion in favor of a lesser qualified woman to meet its diversity goals. The New York Times calls the lawsuit politically motivated, saying it will defend itself vigorously. More details, srnnews.com.